parents, even those who are not dedicating your children, this message is for all of us, that we stand as a model to bring up our child in the ways of the Lord. And I love what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, that train up a child in the ways of the Lord. And when they grow up, they will never depart from the same. Amen? So we as parents have the responsibility of training them up. Now, how do we train them up? It is by having family altars at the end of each and every day, reading the Bible, even in their hearing. They may not really understand what you're reading to them. Try to explain in their baby terms. You know, come down to their level. Try to explain what the Bible means. Now, when you train up a child, that's how you train them up. You train them up by coming to church with them and them experiencing the worship, having the worship experiencing, listening to the word of the Lord, taking them to fellowships, and every time pinning up some banners in your house about the word of the Lord. And children are very inquisitive. They will ask, oh, what does that mean? When a child asks you what this means or what a certain word means, take time to explain to them. Don't be like the parents who tell them, oh, I'm so busy with my own things. You'll be amazed how much children absorb from us. And children learn much more by example. Amen? I will speak another thing before we dedicate the children. The Lord has spoken to the parents, and he has given instructions of how we ought to live in a home. He has spoken to the father, and he has told the father, you ought to love, to the husband to love their wives. Amen? And he has also spoken to the wives, and he has told them to submit themselves to their husbands. Now, this is also another thing that children also learn. If you do not experience, or if you don't give them that experience, they will never learn that from any other person other than from TV. They will learn that from the movies. And we don't want our children to learn things from the movies. We don't want them to learn from the televisions. We should be the first place where children will come to learn sets of examples in how to model a clean life. Amen? You know, when you come to church, you only have 2 hours, maybe 1.5 hours. That is not enough to instill a model in your child. But it is by the way you love your wife, the way you are patient with her, the way you are able to submit to your husband. They are able to take all these things. Do you know, children learn so many things. Whenever there is a disagreement in the house, that you may not really realize that children pick up this very fast. And then sometimes you might even overhear a child say, oh, mommy, why are you not talking to daddy? They learn these things. So may God really help each and every one of us to know that we are the first sets of instruments that the Lord has given so that our children may learn from us. And that's how you are lending that child to the Lord. Do you understand? You lend that child not just by saying, oh, God, I give you that child. No, there is an activity that you have to do by laying out a structure, modeling your lives so that these children will see your life and they will say, oh, this is a beautiful life. When they grow up, that's why the Bible says that they will never, ever leave those principles that you set for them. Amen? So with us here, we are going to dedicate 5 children, and it is beautiful. We have baby Eric, and we have Tony. Just step forward here. We also have baby Jay. I'd like you to step forward with your daddy. Come over here with your mom. Come over here. And you can face me. You can face me. Just don't worry. Just face me. Just face me. And then we have Joe and Leah. They have their 3 children that they want to dedicate them here. I would like to ask Pastor Julius. Pastor Julius, please come over here. Pastor Francis, come over here. As we pray for these children, I'd like you to come and hold these babies. My wife, please come here. We would like to dedicate these children. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna pray for these children, and after I pray for them, I'm gonna dedicate them to the Lord, and then I'm gonna ask my wife, as I pray for them, you're gonna pray for their family, for their parents, pray for their provision, and I'm gonna come and hold these babies, pastors, hold the babies, you know. Yeah. They're not gonna cry. Amen. 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 All right, stretch your hands towards these babies. Wow, this is Zippy. Zipporah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to pray for this baby, Zippy. I thank you because you've given her as a gift to her parents. I thank you, Lord, because all the days of her life, God, Father God, she will live a godly life in the name of Jesus. I pray that no wrongful influence will come over her in the name of Jesus. I pray that her ways will be led of the Lord. As she grows up, Lord, she will grow in the fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that, Father, she will, any hindrance that comes her way, Father, it will be godly orchestrated and she will be able to climb over every barrier in her life in the name of Jesus. Lord, above everything, I pray that the angels of God will encamp round about her in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I declare that no sickness or disease will come near her in the name of Jesus. I pray that Zippy will be a woman of influence in the name of Jesus. I declare that her words will be like honey, that when she speaks out, oh Lord, everybody will come at attention to listen to what she has to say, because she will be a young woman of wisdom. Her heart will be full of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Devil, listen, you will never come near Zipporah in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, her life is ordained of God in the name of Jesus. From this point on, yes, God, and until the days that have been designated for her to live here on earth, her days will be illuminated with the grace of God. Her days will be illuminated with the glorious presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And now, Lord, as a church family, we want to dedicate baby Zippy in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you because of Leah. We want to thank you because of Brother Wanganga. We want to thank you because of their other children in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because of this gift that you have given them, O God. Father, we declare that, Lord, as they raise up this baby, Lord of glory, as they raise up their children, Lord, that you shall give them wisdom, Father. You shall direct them. You shall guide them in the name of Jesus. That wisdom shall be their portion. The fear of God shall be their portion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because they shall not lack of anything, Lord of glory. Thank you for abundance in their house, Lord. Thank you for divine protection upon their children, upon their lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you because of open doors, King of glory. And we thank you because of every need that you're meeting with in accordance to your riches in glory. We bless them, Father, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Amen. How many know these young men? This is the most active boy here in this church. Amen. I love Moses because Moses is very intelligent. And this guy knows the word of the Lord. Amen. I think he ought to dedicate me instead of him dedicating him. Let's pray for him. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you for Moses. Father God, even as his predecessor was a father who was used, Lord, even to deliver the children of Israel, Lord, out of captivity, Lord, and to lead them into the promised land. We pray for this young man, Lord, that even as he grows, Lord, leading as a young man who leads other kids of his age, Lord, into Christ and answering questions and being intelligent in the ways of God, I thank you, Lord, that God, he will continue to bubble up, Lord, with the knowledge and wisdom of the Lord. I dedicate him, Lord, unto you, Father. And God, just as his predecessor, I pray that he will be a young man of influence in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I declare that this young man will not know any impediments in his life. He will be unstoppable, my God, in his pursuit for excellence, in his pursuit for godliness, in his pursuit for things of this world, Lord. He will be unparalleled in the name of Jesus. He will be unparalleled in wisdom. He will be unparalleled in knowledge. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the canopy of your glory shall rest upon his life in the name of Jesus. And listen, devils, you devils from hell, that you will never reach out to Moses. Moses will grow up as a man of influence. I see great things coming to Moses. I see great influence coming to this young man. He'll be a man of influence in his school. He'll be a man of influence wherever he goes to work in the name of Jesus. I see him leading other people just like his predecessor in the name of Jesus. And right now, Father, oh God, I pray that according to the powers that you've given me as your servant, I dedicate this young man in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Moses, you're dedicated now. And the whole church said, amen. Amen. Sarah, come here. This lady is very influential, young as you see. She knows how to get her way. And Moses will not even stop her. Stretch your hands towards Sarah. Father, I just want to thank you for Sarah. I lift up Sarah, Lord, unto your hands. This young, industrious, young kid, Lord, knows no limit. And she wants to try new things, oh God. Father God, even as Sarah was the wife of Abraham, Lord. God, I pray that as her predecessor, God, she will harbor in her spirit great things. She will conceive great dreams, oh Lord, for great a community in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that Sarah will be a woman of influence in the name of Jesus. Above everything, she will be a woman who speaks the word of God. She'll be unhindered in her pursuits in the name of Jesus. She will not know limit. Just as we have seen her play around here, she knows no limit. She will not know limit, oh God. I declare that Sarah will be unstoppable. Oh God, I pray that you make her a woman of honor, a woman who many will look upon and love to model in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I give you glory for this young child. I pray that she will lead other people in classes, in her class. Father God, she will have an amplitude to understand things that are taught her by her teachers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the sky is the limit for Sarah. She will go to the highest levels of education in the name of Jesus. Let there be provision, consistent and constant provision in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this young kid, and we now dedicate baby Sarah in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And the whole church said, Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now comes baby. J. Praise the Lord. Man, this is, I think, one of the most handsome babies we have in the house. Amen. How are you? Praise the Lord. He's a preacher, yeah? Praise the Lord. The brother of Jesus. Stretch your hands towards James. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to lift up baby James, oh God, unto you. Thank you, Father, because you've given him as a gift to his parents, oh Father. We now commit this young kid, Lord, unto you, oh God. They are lending him unto the house, oh God. I pray that all the days of his life, he will dwell in the house of God. I pray that the counsel of the word of God will never leave him. I pray that the glory of God will never leave him. He will be carrying upon his shoulders a double portion in the name of Jesus. He will be a witness, Lord, even for you in many nations. Oh God of glory, his pursuits will be unstoppable. He will know no limit in terms of his education. He will know no limits in terms of pursuing godliness. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that obedience will be his portion. In the name of Jesus, knowledge and wisdom will never leave him, oh God. It will be like tied upon his body in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I see him reading and dividing the word of truth. I see him as an intelligent young preacher in the name of Jesus. Always telling other people, let us go to the house of the Lord. Always telling people, let us go and preach this word. Always burning up for the zeal of the house. Oh, Shandere Babosa Kebando. I commit baby James, Lord, unto you. Oh, God, I pray that, Father, your presence will never leave this young kid in the name of Jesus. Above everything, Lord, I pray that, my God, you provide for this young kid in the name of Jesus. Constant and consistent provision in his house to the glory and honor of your name. Father, we thank you and we bless you. God, I pray that the word of the Lord will be written in his heart, that even when he grows up, Lord, he will not look left, he will not look on the side, but he will only remember this one thing, the word that has been instilled into him by his parents. Father, I thank you and I bless you. And right now, as a church, we want to dedicate baby Jay in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost. James, you are now dedicated unto the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody who loves him, say a big amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord of glory. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, because of Sister Fine. We thank you, Lord of glory, because of Brother Sam. We thank you, Lord, because they are called by your name, Father. Lord, even as they've come to dedicate their child, James, to you, Lord of glory, we ask you, Lord, that you shall give them the wisdom continually, Father, to raise up this child in the name of Jesus, to raise up little Aaron, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, because wisdom shall not depart from this house. My God, that provision shall not depart from this house in the name of Jesus. Thank you because of victory upon victory, Father, in every area of their lives, oh God. Father, we surround this home in the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare that, Lord, you're going to make way where there is no way. Thank you for making every crooked path straight in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that they're going to depend upon you continuously, oh God, as regards the raising of these children, Lord of glory. And you, God, shall guide them and instruct them, Lord of glory. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. We bless them, Abba Father. Watch over them, King of glory, for it is in Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Now comes baby Eric. This is the most awaited baby, I think, in this church. The most anticipated. Amen. Baby Eric, hallelujah. Thank you. I know Tony really looked forward to have this young man, and now you cannot silence Tony just bragging about his son. I love that. Amen. Amen. Stretch your hands towards baby Eric as we dedicate him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift up this young kid, baby Eric, oh God. What a beautiful and gracious gift you've given this young man, Lord, even to Tony and to Sister Ann. Father, we lift this young boy, Lord, unto you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, my God, even as like the men of old who served you. Father, this young man will follow in their footsteps, oh God. Always desiring to follow in faith and in the giftness of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I see him on being on fire for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, he will grow up under the influence of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that baby Eric will be unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. God, he will be a man who knows how to negotiate his pursuits in life. Father God, I declare that in the name of Jesus, that this young baby, no sickness will come near this young baby. No disease will ever come close to this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, in school, he'll be an intelligent young man. Oh, God, he'll be unique in the way he does his things. Unique in the way he negotiates and does his work. Organized and a man who has an amplitude to learn and to understand. Wisdom and knowledge will be his portion in the name of Jesus. He'll be the head and not be the tail. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that the blessings of Father Abraham, the blessings of Isaac and Jacob will accompany him all the days of his life. In the name of Jesus. I pray that under the counsel of his parents, he will learn the word of God. And you hide that word, Lord, so that even as he grows up, he'll have a point of reference. And he will never depart from the love of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this young man. Lord God, we commit him unto you. We are lending him unto you, oh God. And right now, Lord, as a servant of the Lord, I want to dedicate baby Eric in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And the whole church said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you because of Anthony. I thank you because of Sister Anne in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because this day, my God of glory, Father, we stand to know that they have brought a miracle back to your house in the name of Jesus, even to present it to you, oh God. And Father, I pray that, Lord of glory, even as you give them resilience, oh God, as you give them the strength to stand in the name of Jesus, as you give them, my God of glory, even the Lord of glory, even the strength to know that you are God in this situation, oh God, that Father, all the days of their lives, Abba Father, you shall go before them, O God. You shall be their strength and their reliance, Abba Father. My God, you shall give them the wisdom to train this child, O God, in the way that he should go to train Joki, my God, to train even purity, Abba Father, in the way that they should go in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that victory is their portion. Thank you because open doors are their portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you're making way where there is no way, O God. We thank you, Father, because of your victory, Abba Father. Lord of glory, provision shall not lack in this house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We speak a blessing over these lives to the glory and the honor of your name. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And before they sit down, I'm going to ask that when we dedicate our babies, we normally give them a dedication certificate. And so I'm going to ask the ministers of the word to hand over this gift certificate as you shake the hands of the parents, just to officially, you know, recognize this moment. So I have a certificate for Sarah. I'm going to ask Julius to present it to the parents, and actually present these three to them.
Okay.
We have a certificate for Moses W. Wainaina and Zipporah Wainaina. So I want you to dedicate those. I mean to. You know, give them those certificates, amen. And if you want to take a picture, you can take a picture, amen. And I'm also going to ask Pastor Julius Chilondika to prepare himself to hand over this to, that's for baby James. And you're going to give that to baby Eric, amen. Amen, praise the Lord. And there's an envelope, you can put it in inside here. Has to be sure. Amen. Okay. Amen. So I think because of time, we are not going to give you a chance to say anything. But it's a wonderful, wonderful time to have you bring your children. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you appreciate for these parents for having taken care of these children? Amen. Amen. We thank you. Thank you so much, the parents and the relatives who came to witness. It's a very, very important occasion, and that's why we normally want to take time to pray for every child especially. Amen? Praise the Lord. We want to release our children, Sunday school children. Please, can you come here real quick? We want to pray for you so that we can get into the word of the Lord. Come here, children. Come here. Come here. Come here, Chi. Come here. Get down. Come here. Come here. Oh, where are the children? Sister Catherine. Where do the children go? Huh? In the class already? Okay, let's pray for them. Just come here. Let's pray for this that I hear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, stretch. Oh, there are still more coming. Come here. Come here. Come here. I want to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Okay, stretch your hands towards them as we pray for them. Our Father, we are thankful for these children, Lord, as they go out to study your word. I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will permeate those rooms in the name of Jesus. Prepare them, Lord. Prepare their young hearts, Lord. Tenderize their hearts, Lord, so that they can be in a position to receive your word. And as soon as they receive this word, Lord, let it be under lock and key, where it can only be referenced, oh Lord, and never taken away by the devil. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that the demonic activity of the in the high places will stay away from our children. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you shall protect them by the shield of and the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I also pray for their teachers, Lord. I pray that you shall encourage and give them knowledge and wisdom, and teach them how to teach these children. For when you do so, the harmony in the spirit, in the harmony in the Holy Spirit will dwell among those rooms right now, even as they go, all to the glory and honor of your name. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. 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 Children, you can go to your class. You want to say something?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm baby.
What did you say? Can you say it again?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the Holy Spirit will give us interpretation of that. You want to say something, mommy? Okay, you say next Sunday? Okay, good. You want to go to Sunday school? Okay, good, great. Thank you. Ah, praise the Lord. Are you ready to hear the word of the Lord? Amen.